EasilyLawn.com.
The Mickey Weiler Show is on the air.
They say nothing. They go nowhere.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Found out you get some free shipping in the upstate, according to engineersleep.com yesterday. That's pretty cool. 10% off. You tell me you heard about it here. That's pretty cool. Get a custom made, custom designed bed just for you. And I tell you what's pretty cool about this. We didn't do it because we agreed on everything. Plus, Meredith's always on my side of the bed. But if you wanted to, you could split your sides of the bed. Your significant other who might like it softer or firmer than you like it, so you can, you know, they can have one side, you can have the other, whatever. Meredith sleeps on one side of bed all the time. I'm on the other, but, you know, usually ends up on my side, obviously, because I mean, who's to blame? But on a serious note, they'd love to make your bed for you. Custom design, custom made beds. This is really cool in that normally you wouldn't market a custom made bed like this. The way they've always done it, the way everybody's done it forever, is you go through a retail situation, and that's great, but the markup just is what kills people. They're able to give you an unbelievable product, and they're able to give it to you at a great price because there's no middleman, which is really, really cool. Pretty cool stuff. Get in touch with them. Engineer Sleep, engineersleep.com. If you missed hour number one, you missed Jimbo Fisher, you missed Mark Stoops and audio from yesterday, I'm going to let you hear from Ed Orgeron later in this hour. We'll talk some British Open later in this hour as well, and some home run derby. Let me knock out three or four things here in a sec. By the way, our phone number is 654-ROAR, 654-7627. We found out yesterday, let me get some of these news and notes items out of the way here. We found out yesterday of the final four sites between now and 2026. We told you on yesterday's show we had the top 20, or I should say the 2026, the semifinal sites in football. We'll now have the final four in basketball. This coming year, Minneapolis, that'd be good. Snow will be thawing out in U.S. Bank Stadium in Minneapolis by April. It's coming to Atlanta 2020. I think it's the second. It might be the third time Atlanta's hosted the Final Four, but it's coming to Atlanta, Mercedes-Benz Stadium in 2020. I've not been to Mercedes-Benz Stadium yet. Have you been now?
I have not.
Looks nice. Passed by. It looks great.
Love to go.
Would have loved to go last year and didn't get a chance to go.
Yeah.
2021, Indianapolis. We told you they're going to be hosting the national championship in football, too. It seems like a lot of these are kind of tied together. New Orleans, 2022 in the Superdome. Houston, 2023. All those are hosting
this just seems
national
like
championship games.
The list we went through right yesterday.
Phoenix, Glendale, Phoenix Stadium. University of Phoenix Stadium, yeah.
Yeah.
San Antonio's Alamo Dome, not hosting anything there. But Indianapolis again in 2026. You know, Indiana's a basketball place. So they get it twice. And NCAA headquarters in Indiana. Indianapolis, so
makes
you can understand that. Makes a lot of sense. But 2020, the Atlanta Final Four, pretty cool stuff there.
Yeah.
In case you missed our first hour, we talked about the three coaches that were going. Again, we'll hear Orgeron, but Mark Stoops talks about the expectation level there, and Jimbo Fisher talks about winning right away. Orgeron talks about his, I don't know what he talks about. I can't understand him. Let you hear from him coming up. Today, 9 a.m., Kirby Smart. Oh, actually, 8:30, Steve Shaw, Director of Officials. I don't know why we always talk to that guy. What's he going to say? 9:30, Kirby Smart of Georgia. And his three players, Godwin, Ledbetter, and J.R. Reed. You know, Georgia's got one of these seasons where, in many ways, I would say it's going to be terribly difficult for Georgia to repeat what they did last year. In many ways, you would say you're going to miss Nick Chubb and his 1,300 yards and 15 touchdowns. You missed Sony Michel and his 1,200 yards and his 16 touchdowns. Combined, those guys had almost 2,600 yards rushing and 31 rushing touchdowns. In a way, you say that Wims, your leading wide receiver, is gone, and that would be difficult to replace. That Roquan Smith, first-round draft pick, best linebacker in college football last year. Lorenzo Carter, a beast coming off the edge, and Aaron Davis and Trenton Thompson and John Atkins, some big beef in the middle with Thompson Atkins out and Reggie Carter and Bellamy. All those guys gone. In many ways, you say, man, there's no way to replace that. But here's the good news for Georgia. You've recruited great. You got two excellent quarterbacks. DeAndre Swift at tailback, along with Holyfield, along with Zamir White, some guys there. Hardman's coming to his own at wide receiver with Godwin and Riley Ridley, who had a great game in the national championship game. You have a five-star tight end in Isaac Nata, who hadn't done a whole lot yet, but will. And I think one of the better offensive lines, and I think this offense will not miss a beat. Defensively, there's going to be some issues. Last year, just 16 points a game. That number is going to go up. But there's still talent on that side of the ball, Patrick and Baker and Reed and some of those guys. But the reason why Georgia, besides all those offensive pieces in place, the reason why it's going to work for Georgia this year is, look at the schedule, man. Look at the schedule.
Good Lord.
There is a very good chance that they will not play a ranked team until they face Auburn, and that might be the only team they face that's ranked.
Mm-hmm.
Austin Peay will not be ranked when they play in the opener.
You sure?
Positive.
Will they be in the others receiving votes category?
Nope.
Oh.
South Carolina will not be ranked when they play each other the second week of the season.
No.
Middle Tennessee State won't be ranked.
Probably not. I don't think Stockstill's going to get them going that quickly.
Missouri won't be ranked.
Not yet.
Tennessee won't be ranked.
No.
Yeah, you can say Tennessee. Well, let me see who they have before Georgia. Because what if it went like an upset run? Tennessee has West Virginia. That's a loss. East Tennessee State, UTEP, Florida. They're not going to be ranked.
If Tennessee starts out 4-0,
they'll be ranked.
They'll be number 25 going into that game. But no, you're right. It's not going to happen. But that, yeah.
Vanderbilt won't be ranked.
No.
I told you LSU, they've got, before they play Georgia, they have Miami at Auburn, at Florida. They won't be ranked.
No.
Florida could be.
Mm-hmm.
Florida has
mid-October. I could see that.
Before they play Georgia, Charleston Southern, Kentucky, Colorado State, at Tennessee, at Mississippi State, LSU, and Vanderbilt. So Florida could be ranked.
I could see Florida going into that game with one loss. If Dan Mullen can walk in there and kind of just get this offense with a little bit of life to it, they're talented. Who knows?
Kentucky won't be ranked.
No.
I think Auburn will. Well, you know, Auburn's one of those teams that, my goodness gracious, you never know what you're going to get with Auburn. You either get 8-5 or 12-1. 12-2. You do.
Or that rogue 3-9 year.
Look at Auburn in the last 9 years. You ready? Mm-hmm. Let me give you Auburn in the last 10 years.
All right.
5-7.
Okay.
8-5.
All right.
14-0.
Yeah.
8-5. That's a 14-0 sandwich with 8-5 being the bread. 3-9. 12-2.
Shh.
8-5. 7-6. 8-5. 10-4. It's an emotional roller coaster.
They love that 8-5 down there on the plane.
Right. You know, we act like Auburn's going to be ranked, but they've got Washington to start out with.
Mm-hmm.
Alabama State, LSU, Arkansas, Southern Miss, at Mississippi State, Tennessee, at Ole Miss, Texas A&M. They could have like 3 losses before then.
And that's because that game's always played in November, right? Georgia-Auburn.
November 10th.
Yeah.
UMass won't be ranked. Georgia State won't be ranked. So the point being here is that Georgia and the schedule is extremely conducive. Now, I'm not saying they're going to win. At LSU would be tough, and Florida, who knows. But going into it, those teams, they won't be ranked.
Mm-mm.
So that's the – besides that, they're just better than Florida. They're just better than South Carolina. They're just better than Missouri. They're just better than Kentucky. They're just better than Tennessee, better than Vanderbilt. Ole Miss and Matt Luke goes today. You got to give old Matt Luke credit.
Absolutely.
Ole Miss guy, he got the job against all odds. 6-6, a bad loss at Cal. Alabama beat him 66-3. Auburn beat him 44-23. LSU beat him 40-24. Had some big losses. Arkansas only beat him by 1. A&M beat him by 7. So, probation, his quarterback leaves. Shea Patterson, who got hurt, and he leaves. The Wilkins kid, the tailback, had 1,000 yards. He's done. They do have the best player in the league in A.J. Brown. But that's just about it. I take that back. The senior quarterback, Tuamau, whatever his name, he's a pretty good player.
He's not bad.
No, he's not bad.
That game against Mississippi State last year was fantastic to watch.
Great game. Big win for him. On the road, too.
Yeah.
With Fitzgerald getting hurt.
Outside of watching that was a gruesome injury. But
Greg Little's a great tackle, and A.J. Brown. That's the last remnants of the cheating years, having those two guys. You know, going out and getting the top tackle and the top wide receiver.
They've almost gotten rid of all the burner phones down there. It's close. Just got a couple left.
But it's a disaster waiting to happen. In the should be a wild shootout with Texas Tech when they're playing in Houston the very first week.
Is it really? Wow, I didn't see that one. It's gonna be a good game.
Alabama at LSU at Arkansas, Auburn, South Carolina at Texas A&M, Vanderbilt. Yeah, blah blah, blah blah. Chad Morris takes over at Arkansas. And this is one that there's a reason. You know, I gave you yesterday how bad A&M was.
Mm-hmm.
And those numbers that you go, what? Let me tell you how bad it is at Arkansas right now.
Okay. What kind of job does Chad have in front of him?
Since 2012, here's what Arkansas's done. 4-8, 3-9, 7-6, 8-5, 7-6, 4-8.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Just an absolute dumpster fire going on there. You don't think about it.
No.
You don't think that they're that bad, but they are. In the conference since 2012, 2-6, 0-8, 2-6, 5-3, 3-5, 1-7. Since 2000, let me give you this, just the last 5 years, against ranked teams. They did beat two ranked teams in 2014. They are, I think I'm right by saying this. And they beat Ole Miss, who was ranked in 2015. That's three. Beat LSU. They actually beat two ranked teams in 2015 as well. Beat TCU and Ole Miss. Beat three ranked teams in 2016. The schedule's been extremely difficult for them, in other words. I think they played as many ranked teams as anybody.
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 31 ranked teams last 5 years.
That's a lot.
See, very few have had to play that.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you're at the middle to the bottom of the SEC West, I guess that's kind of part of the hand you dealt.
Brett Bielema was 29-34 at Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
He was 11-29 in the SEC.
Ooh.
He finished last in the West, tied for third in the West, tied for fifth in the West, and last in the West.
Not good.
He went to the Texas Bowl, the Liberty Bowl, and the Belk Bowl. And Brett Bielema was an absolute disaster.
That is so shocking, because he had a very good run at Wisconsin.
And did nothing. Since 2012, Arkansas is, I think I remember saying this, 13-35 in the SEC.
Ugh.
That team, I watched them play South Carolina last year.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the worst football teams I could imagine seeing. One of the worst SEC football teams I'd imagine seeing. Just awful. No identity. No idea what they wanted to do. That was a pathetic football team last year. Watched them play TCU last year, 28-7. Alabama beat them 41-9. LSU beat them 33-10. I mean, these games weren't close.
No.
Stinking Missouri beat them. Stinking Mississippi State beat them. Stinking Texas A&M beat them. It was just a disaster under Brett Bielema there.
I was so bad. Brett Bielema has pretty much said he's not coming back to college ball. He's going to stay in the NFL for a while.
He needs to go back out to Vegas. Should find that wife of his and maybe just play some. Play some slots for a while or something.
Maybe
play roulette table a little bit.
Maybe walk up and down the strip a little bit.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, show his wife off. No coach ever looked more like their mascot, though. That was a good one.
That's why they got him. They realized he doesn't look like a Badger at Wisconsin. He looks like the big pig down in Arkansas.
Stevie's in Simpsonville, 654-ROAR. Hey, Stevie, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
I'm doing well, fellas. I'm doing well. You stole my thunder a little bit, man. He must be a heck of a recruiter based on his wife parading down there. And that's the only reason they probably kept him around for, what, that 6, 7, 8 season.
You remember that, you remember, is it Sesame Street or one of those where it says, which one of these is not like the other?
Yeah. I do remember that. And I fully agree. They finally got that identity with Chad Moore, so we'll see how they turn around. But you pretty much are forced to play ranked teams being dead last in the SEC West,
yeah.
You know, every single year. Because, you know, whether you like it or not, ESPN and all these other networks are going to put them up, you know, the West, whether they deserve it or not, they're going to put a little number beside their names at the preseason. So, question for you. Did you see that that Georgia wide receiver transfer? I mean, meaning I think he's coming from the West Coast somewhere, USC or something. He's like a five-star.
Yeah, from Cal.
From Cal. Okay, yeah. So he's trying to pick up another year of eligibility. What's going on with that one? And are they seriously giving a run for wide receiver U, you know, based on what they got coming back with all those studs in their stable there? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, it's Demetrius Robinson, by the way. He's originally from Savannah. And
okay.
He had this wild recruiting where he committed to everybody. And if you remember, the one story I remember more than anything is that Notre Dame drove their equipment, big, huge bus down their partner's front yard or something. They thought they were getting him. He was a former five-star. He got hurt out at Cal. He really hadn't done a whole lot out there yet. Yeah, everybody's trying to get their fifth year, get their waiver kind of thing. I don't think they're going to be able to get that. I could be wrong. The question about Georgia's wide receivers, you know, Godwin is a guy that, man, I would think that he was a five-star as well. He's done nothing so far. He had a great catch against Notre Dame. And then last year he had a touchdown, I think, in the SEC championship game, maybe against Auburn. He had one of those. Terry Godwin had his best year yet, and he caught 38 balls for 600 yards and 6 touchdowns. And Hardman is a.
Go ahead.
Well, no, part of it is a system. They had Chubb and Michelle, and they were just going to just, you know, run the ball, and they had Fromm as a freshman.
Yeah, I was thinking Fromm wasn't going to be slinging the ball, but now they might cut him loose with some of those guys. But we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, but let me say this for let's go. By the way, Steve, I appreciate the phone call, man. Have a great day. Yeah. Appreciate the phone call there. Terry Godwin, first, he's not the biggest guy in the world. In his 3 seasons there, 35 catches, 38 catches, 38 catches. A total of 8 touchdowns. He's in his senior year, he's got 8 touchdowns. And he's never had more than 600 yards receiving or 639 yards receiving last year. That was it. He hadn't done anything yet going into senior season. Hardman's going to his junior year. Now, he played defensive back that first year. Last year, 25 catches, 418 yards, 4 touchdowns. Great receiving guy. He's another 5-star. Both those guys are 5-stars. They're great players. But hadn't really done anything yet. Riley Ridley looked great in the championship game. But in his first 2 seasons, 12 catches and 14 catches. 238 yards, 218 yards. He has 4 touchdown passes. He did get 6 balls for 82 yards against Alabama, but before that, the entire year, he caught 8 passes. And so on paper, all these guys look great, man. These are mm-hmm. Those are 5-stars, really was a 4-star. Isaac Nauta is their tight end. He was a 5-star coming out. Now, he's been more of a blocking guy there, but so far in his career, I don't realize he's just a junior next year. So far in his career, he's caught 38 balls. Last year, he caught 9 balls for 114 yards, 2 touchdowns. Every single one of those guys, except for Ridley, those are 5-stars. Hadn't done anything.
Very talented. But you're right. I haven't done anything.
Jeb Blazevic was this really highly rated tight end. Last year, he caught 2 balls, 19 yards. Hadn't done anything.
Yeah.
Numbers matter. Does numbers matter? University College is universitycollege.com. Get in touch with them. I mentioned my friends at University Cottages, Ingalls Crossing, man. You know why you just go live at University Cottages? Just so you had the chicken salad over at Ingalls. Man, that's the best chicken salad you're ever going to have. Just walk over there and get that. That's cool. I was reminded yesterday about how affordable Ingalls Crossing is compared to these other monstrosities, these places that are going up. And I'm also reminded that it's your own cottage, so, you know, noise being down. Also, I'm also reminded of someone that was out there this past weekend and said, man, pets everywhere, so pet friendly. There's a bunch of different reasons to go. But if you're one of these people like me that have to look at the bottom line, and absolutely thinking about what's going on with the bottom line, think about University Cottages. That a very affordable rent, universitycottages.com. Good stuff there. Ingalls Crossing, the number that really matters, 784-3400, 784-3400. Kimcott John said, Nada was no five-star. Yeah, he was. He was the top tight end in the country. I'll look it up to make sure. We'll take a short break. We'll come back. Hey, let's talk some British Open. They're saying that the fairways are faster than the greens. I've never heard that before. We'll give you that idea coming up in the next segment with John and Mickey Moore after this.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
Any day is a great day for ice cream. Make today the best day ever with a delicious pint of Clemson's Best Gourmet Ice Cream, made with wholesome ingredients, fresh from farms all over South Carolina. It's not no-fat, low-fat, dairy-free, or organic. It's nostalgic ice cream like Grandma made when every kid took a turn at the churn. Try some today in four southern flavors: peaches and cream, strawberry shortcake, homemade vanilla, and caramel butter pecan. Clemson's Best Gourmet Ice Cream. To find a retailer near you, visit clemsonsbest.com.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Brock here with Tom's Barbecue to let you know about our catering services. Tom's Barbecue caters to many corporate events and wants to help your business boost morale with a great meal to guarantee that your employees leave work happier and fuller. Choose from any of our catering packages or pick a la carte from our menu. You will even receive 25% off of your first order when you mention WCCP. So what are you waiting for? Call 864-288-2652. Tom's Barbecue at the corner of Woodruff and Garlington in Greenville.
Imagine your dream carpet installed for free. The Home Depot offers all-inclusive, truly free installation on minimum purchases of $699. No hidden fees and no surprises. So the dream carpet you want comes at the price you were expecting. Imagine free carpet installation that's actually free. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately. License numbers available at homedepot.com/license numbers.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
This is Terry Wyatt with Ag South Farm Credit.
This is Christy Ross with Ag South Mortgages.
At Ag South, we offer low fixed-rate loans for real estate, livestock, farm improvements, or construction.
If you need to purchase a home, whether in town or in the country, or just refinance your existing mortgage, give me a call.
At Ag South, we care about our customers, and we will communicate with you every step of the way from application to closing and beyond.
So for your lending needs, no matter how big or small, call us at 864-226-8507.
Equal housing lender. NMLS number 619788.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover student loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Behold. The Mickey Weiler Show is on the air.
We have the best man in the world.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Seth.
Glad to have you with us, Urban Nirvana and UrbanNirvana.com. Get in touch with those good folks. They have an unbelievable environment for you. My wife loves Urban Nirvana because she said it's just a classy place. You get the robes, you get the slippers, and it's a really nice environment and clean. Matter of fact, we were in a hurry one weekend, and she didn't have time to make appointments to get over to Greenville, so she went to a local place. Said, "Nah, it just doesn't compare to Urban Nirvana." So that is a fantastic experience for her. Charleston, Columbia, Lexington, Greenville, two in Greenville. Mackbee Station and Shops at Green Bar out there. These are good folks. Get the hair stuff done. Get your hair did. Get your prenatal massages. Get your couples massages. The hot stone massages. Get all that stuff. Take care of it at Urban Nirvana. Guys, do the gift card to make it easy on it. Urban Nirvana, UrbanNirvana.com. Texter says, this was Gamecock John said, he wasn't a five-star. Sure he was. Looked it up during the break. Isaac Nauta, according to Rivals.com, number 23 player in the country, five-star, number one tight end in the country, 6.1 rating and a five-star. 2-4 set him having him as a five-star. Nation's number 14 prospect, number one tight end in the country again. The point is that now, their tailback, that you go from Herschel to Worley to Hampton to Edwards to, I mean, you know, goodness gracious, to Chubb, to Michelle, to Swift, to White. I mean, it's tailback. All their tailbacks are unbelievable. They're all going to gain a gazillion yards, and it's all going to be this major, Georgia pounding ground deal. Quarterbacks have been good, pretty good. Offensive linemen do really well there, recruiting well on defense now. But for some reason, the wide receivers and tight ends, it just doesn't work out down there. And mainly because the tailbacks are so good, I guess. There's only one football, right?
Last time I checked.
Makes it difficult to do.
A little bit.
I want to switch gears now. Let's talk a little British Open golf coming up. The British Open over at Carnoustie. And I just saw this, Tiger Woods and the guys talking about Carnoustie and just how absolutely bone dry and how firm and fast it is. We are hearing guys say, Tiger said yesterday that the fairways are faster than the greens.
I don't believe I've ever heard that. That's insane.
I play some courses, that's probably the case. But because the greens are so slow, not because the fairways are so fast. What has happened there is it's been a drought. It's been a hot, dry spring and summer so far over in Scotland. And it'll be a big brown fest. One of the things you'll see, we'll see it Thursday morning.
Mm-hmm.
We'll start to see the browning. It'll be hard to follow the golf ball.
Really?
Because of how brown it is.
Mm. I get what you mean, yeah.
It's just totally baked out. I forgot what player it was. I think it was Brett Snedeker. I could be wrong. Snedeker did say that under the right conditions, downwind, you could see a 500-yard drive in this event. The 18th hole at Carnoustie is where Jean Vanderbilt, they've got the burn that runs around the hole there. The 18th hole is straight away. It's about 477 yards. The burn in front of the green is about 459 from the tee.
Mm-hmm.
Patty Harrington drove a ball into the burn during the practice round. 459-yard drive into the burn.
That's insane.
You're seeing, oh, I know what it was. Snedeker on a 500-yard hole, and he's not a very long hitter. Snedeker's one of the shorter hitters out there.
Right.
500-yard par four, hit 2-iron, 9-iron. And it's just amazing that you're seeing the balls roll out the way it is. I forgot what player it was. He's having his caddies and his people out in front of him see where his ball lands and then measure how far it goes. And, like, his 3-wood is rolling out over 100 yards of roll with a 3-1.
Are you serious?
Yeah. The ball's bouncing like crazy. So they won't hit drivers. This is probably good news for Phil Mickelson, for Tiger Woods, for stray drivers of the golf ball, in that you won't hit very many drivers. It's going to be an absolute bouncing fest. The ball will look like, remember, you remember the things you put your quarter in at the grocery store, those little vending machines, and you get those little super balls?
Yeah.
You throw them in, they bounce like crazy?
Oh, yeah.
That's what you're going to get.
Man.
Super balls.
I was like, I need to play that course because my driver just needs to stay in the bag.
Beat the iron down the fairway and see it happen. It is, I'll get some more quotes here coming up. But Carnoustie, it might be the toughest of the British Open Rota, the toughest of the golf courses. Traditionally, we see maybe higher scores there than anywhere else. Weather dependent now.
Right.
We kind of see that. Carnoustie has produced some terrific champions in the past. Ben Hogan in his only British Open went over and won. 1953, maybe the greatest year ever. Tommy Armour won there. Henry Cotton won there. Those were dominant players of their time. Gary Player there won in 68. Tom Watson won in 75. Paul Laurie won in 99. That wasn't a great player. When Paul Laurie won in 1999, 6 over par. When Gary Player won there in 1968, 1 over par.
Jeez. We thought the U.S. Open had some crazy scores.
Patty Harrington won the last time that was there in 2007. But it's a firm, fast golf course that will be, I don't want to say luck is part of it, but when the ball's bouncing that much, it is a little bit about luck.
Absolutely.
Tiger has a new club in his bag.
Well, what is it?
TaylorMade has this GAPR low driving iron. And he'll hit it a bunch. If he puts it in the bag, he'll hit it a bunch. He told ESPN yesterday, right now the fairways are faster than the greens. I'm sure they will probably speed the greens up a touch, but I'm sure this will be one of those weeks where the fairways are a little quicker than the greens. He says it's all risk-reward right now, the way the setup's going to be. It's going to play very narrow because it is so fast. Angles will be a big part of this as well. This is me speaking. Now, angles will be a big part of this, of having to shape balls into it around bunkers. There are bunkers that are into play. The golf course is so firm and fast right now that there are bunkers that are into play that we've never seen before.
Really?
That normally you can't drive them in. But when the ball's rolling 100 yards off of 3-wood, they're going to roll into some bunkers. So I would say this. I would say that the player who avoids more bunkers off the tee wins. How do you do it? Irons. You hit it over with drivers. You hit them around them with 3-woods. You hit them short them with irons. I don't know. But good question here from Jonathan from Greenwood. Does Carnoustie not have an irrigation system? I don't think so. I think most of these courses, a lot of these courses don't.
And I guess you also got to wonder if they're really in a drought, how much are you going to use for a golf course?
Yeah.
Huh.
Snedeker pointed out that even the shortest hitters are going to be hitting 400-yard drives at this event. If you just land it with a driver, you just land it 270, it's going to roll to 400. Now, again, the weather, it's a sand-based dealer. It's just going to drain. I don't care how wet it gets over there. It's still going to be bouncing like this.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see bouncy ball. Weird, man. Like hitting balls in the greens and landing it 30 yards short of the green in order to keep it on the green. Touch and feel. Just totally different golf than what we play here.
I'm looking forward to watching it. I can't wait.
It's going to be just completely different than what we've ever had here. So, and oh, by the way, that's going to start at 1:30 in the morning. On Thursday morning. Right. So we'll have that. One other quick little golf note here. We have local players playing, and you know, I like this segment here. Right? I talk about golf a lot here, but especially what's going on with our junior golfers. And this is kind of the premier week for junior golfers. Now, this junior golf report, Palmetto Golf Report, brought to you by our friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. Get in touch with our great friends at Palmetto Dunes. We talked about them earlier in the show with all the things going on. We had a couple of listeners that are going down this week and this weekend. I've got a good friend of mine who left yesterday to go down to Hilton Head. Look, get in touch with our great friends over there. Three terrific golf courses. The Jones Course, the Fazio Course, and the Hills Course. Three completely different golf courses with completely different characteristics and styles. And so you get variety. It's not like you just get the same golf course over and over and over. You're going to love the variety that you're going to see there at the Palmetto Dunes facilities. Good in as far as the teaching is concerned, as far as the club fitting is concerned. And don't forget, even if you just, you know, round it sometime, stick your hand to Pro Shop and get some of the great looking apparel there with the great logo. It's our friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. Junior golf, we have four girls from the state of South Carolina, or South Carolina Ties, at the U.S. Girls Junior out in Poppy Hills. Ivy Shepherd, who's from Georgia, but's committed to come to Clemson next year. She shot 3 under par. She's tied for fourth. Lucy Lee, by the way, the girl I told you about yesterday, the little 11-year-old that played in the U.S. Open, she shot 9 under yesterday, 62. She got a 4-shot lead. My niece played with her and really was amazed about how good she is. Lindsey May, who's committed to Clemson, shot 4 over yesterday. She's tied for 51st. My niece Isabella struggled on her backside yesterday and shot 43. She's 10 over. She shot 81. And she's 128th right now. Got to get in the top 64. So she needs to shoot probably 69 today to get into the match play part. And Speedy Kent, who plays will play at Wofford, is 14 over. She is at 140. Plus, or tied for 140th right now. At the USGA boys, they are up in junior amateur at the Baldestraw up in Springfield. We have 4 local players there. Trent Phillips from Inman shot 3 under par yesterday on the upper course. He is committed to Georgia. Jacob Bridgman, who's committed to Clemson, is even par, shot 200 yesterday, is even. Goes this morning. I'm sorry, he's 2 under par. He's tied for 8th right now. Great news there. Jonathan Grizz from Hilton Head, who is committed to Clemson, is shot 1 over par yesterday. He's tied for 30th. And Nick Willis, who is at Wofford right now, shot 6 over. He is tied for 97th. So 8 players, 4 boys, 4 girls. Really cool stuff seeing that at the U.S. Girls Junior and the U.S. Junior on both coasts. So state of South Carolina highly represented there in our Palmetto Golf Report. Brought to our great friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. You know, Baldestraw's upper course is different than lower course, and Baldestraw's certainly different than Poppy Hills. So we're talking about variety this morning, and there is no better variety than what you'll see at Palmetto Dunes. Nobody wants to go to the same, play the same golf course 3 days in a row on vacation. Why not get 3 completely different looks at Palmetto Dunes with the Jones Course, the Hills Course, the Fazio Course? It's Palmetto Dunes. To PalmettoDunes.com. Hey, our friend Stephen Murphy from Ole Miss Golf Club is on hold. Let's talk a little about the conditions over at Carnoustie. We'll take a short break and hear what he has to say about it when you come back for more. So Mickey Plata Show, more right after this.
The countdown is on. 46 days till Clemson football.
Hurts takes it, wants to throw. Looking right side, now going to look left. Going to roll right side. Here comes some pressure, and Austin Bryant's going to get him and sack him.
Takes a shotgun snap, wants to throw. Looks, throws, has a complete at the 25, and hit immediately by Dorian O'Daniel as the running back. A.J. Turner, and he's planted for a loss at the 25.
On the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, we are WCCP 105.5. The Roar.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
If you are thinking about buying or selling a home, or a place to start a new business, or you need some acreage, then you need to call Coldwell banker Hugh Durham and Associates. U-Durham has been in business for over 45 years, a member of IPTE for 54 years, and he has the same dedication to Clemson Athletics as he has to his business. Put the dedicated and experienced experts to work for you. Call Coldwell Banker Hugh Durham at 225-3788 or online at cbhdpros.com and get ready to be treated like family.
Calling all superheroes. Do you wish there was a way to make extra money while helping others in need? Now is your chance. BioTest Plasma Center in Clemson is seeking plasma donors who will be compensated for their time and travel. New donors can earn $50 on each of their first five donations. Repeat donors earn up to $310 a month. Walk-ins welcome. Become a superhero and save lives. Schedule your appointment and get more info at biotestplasma.com. Again, that's biotestplasma.com.
Make your next corporate party or team-building event one to remember with Local Q. Featuring a wide-ranging menu of mouth-watering, in-house smoked barbecue, signature craft cocktails, 25 rotating drafts, and hundreds of classic games to play. Local Q is the place to break the ice with coworkers, friends, and family. We'll craft you the perfect menu featuring all the Local Q favorites, whether for 50 people or 250. Local Q has the room for you. Reserve your venue today by visiting localq.com.
Whether your adventure takes you to the top of Chimney Rock or the shores of Lake Jocassee or the woods for camping, Elkmont Trading Company in Clemson has everything you need for your next adventure. Serving the upstate since 1995, Elkmont offers fly fishing gear from Orvis and Sims, as well as the area's best selection of kayaks and camping gear. Featuring Chacos, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Southern Marsh, Columbia, Yeti, Eno Hammocks, Kavu Rope Bags, Mountain Khakis, and more. Elkmont also has kayaks and stand-up paddle boards for rent, so you can try before you buy. Are you hungry? Try Elkmont's barbecue sandwich or a pint of locally brewed craft beer from one of Elkmont's 16 taps. There really is something for everyone at Elkmont. So remember, if you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson.
You're scared. You cannot pay your credit cards. You cannot pay your medical bills. Someone suggests to you debt consolidation, combining them all in one payment. Can you really afford that? Is there something else you can do? Call me and see if bankruptcy can help you. Call me, Robert King. Together, we will look for a thoughtful solution to your legal problem.
Thompson & King, 300 South Tower Street in Anderson. Call 222-0200 or online at thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency helping people file for bankruptcy under the Bankruptcy Code.
Imagine your dream carpet installed for free. The Home Depot offers all-inclusive, truly free installation on minimum purchases of $699. No hidden fees and no surprises, so the dream carpet you want comes at the price you were expecting. Imagine free carpet installation that's actually free. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately. License numbers available at homedepot.com/license numbers.
Hi friends, Mickey Baller here for Bozy Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. When it comes to legal advice, I go with someone I can trust, and that's the Boggs Law Firm. Their telephone number, 233-8066. The first phone call you make in any legal situation should be to Bozy and the Boggs Law Firm. For legal consultation, court matters, for legal documents, or any legal advice, make your first phone call to Bozy Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. Again, that number, 233-8066.
Hendrick Honda Easley, located in the heart of the upstate at the base of the majestic Blue Ridge Mountains, the perfect location to cruise in your new Honda while enjoying panoramic mountain views. Just a quick drive from anywhere in the upstate, Hendrick Honda Easley's got the charming small-town feel with hidden gems to see and explore along the way. Escape the everyday at HendrickHondaSC.com. Experience the Hendrick Honda difference in person at 4609 Callum Memorial Highway. Hendrick Honda Easley, the shining light on top of the hill.
Summer's here, so before you put those toes in the water, the Pendleton Tire Company wants to make sure your tires are ready. The Cooper Tire Take the Money and Ride summer event's going on right now through July 31st at the Pendleton Tire Company. Purchase four qualifying Cooper tires and get up to a $100 Visa prepaid card after submission. So come on by and see Joey Welburn and Zach Garrison, or give them a call today at 646-3694 and check them out at PendletonTire.com.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Weiler Show is on the air.
Shut up, bloody racket!
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. We just did a segment on just how firm and fast the golf course is. And our good friend Stephen Murphy from down at Ole Miss Golf Course joins us. Murph, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Oh, not much, Mickey. Just living a dream. How are you doing?
Man, we're fantastic. Tell me a little bit, man. Have you ever seen a golf course? I don't know how much other coverage you've seen so far, but drought-like conditions going on over in Scotland right now, and the balls are bouncing 100, 150 yards down the fairways, bounding down the fairways. Have you ever seen a golf course this firm and this fast where the fairways are faster than the greens, according to Tiger Woods?
Not in my personal experience. No, I know they've had, some droughts in Texas and things where they've really only been able to water the greens. And I guess, maybe their condition sort of similar to that, but certainly not for a major championship. No, that's kind of, I heard, I don't know if it was Dustin Johnson, I'm sure it was, one of the Justin Rose, one of his long knockers, hit 450-something yards on number 18 in the practice round. So that's, they're obviously rolling pretty quick. So, which would make for a fun tournament. I mean, if nothing else, the greens would be in fine shape. So, watching these guys play, it's going to be a totally different golf tournament this week, so.
Normally, you see gorse and some high grass there. I imagine it'd be like more wispy because of the droughts. But they're used to it. Give me the things that really contribute to that: sandy soil, maybe winds, maybe the drought conditions, maybe. Give me the reasons why the golf course will be this brown, this firm, and this fast.
Definitely drought conditions, probably more so than anything. And from what I understand, the kind of climate they've got over there, it's high winds. Only kind of compound that dryness, and if anything, make it even drier than they, certainly they don't want it to be this dry. But out of ocean, but take what Mother Nature gives you. Sometimes you get good conditions, sometimes the conditions just change, and that's one of the good things about golf is you just kind of have to take it as it lies, and everyone's playing the same conditions. So it's almost like what the USGA intentionally did to Shinnecock Hills, I guess. And,
yeah.
And sort of dried that place out, and that's a whole different debate for what they did there. But this will be fun to watch. I mean, this is Mother Nature coming out and making it fast and firm. So we'll see.
Am I right? I know our red where John Rahm talks about. Well, they do water the greens there. There is irrigation there, but they just choose not to do fairways, or they just let Mother Nature take care of the fairways.
As far as I know, they have a fully, at least fairways, tees, and greens are irrigated, and I'm not really sure their reason. As far as I know, that's the case. I'm not really sure their reason for not running the irrigation the full length of the close mode turf. Other than that's just the way they've historically played it. So that may just be part of their thing, but. As far as I know, they do have irrigation at that golf course. So, it's going to be fun. I mean, 18 at Carnoustie is really one of the best holes, in all of golf, especially for a finishing hole. And having guys hitting the ball that far, that ditch right in front of the green is going to come into play, and it's going to lead to some exciting finishes. So, there's a lot of people that are going to be, in my opinion, unexpected in contention to win this thing this weekend. So it'll be fun to watch.
I said it's going to be like a bouncy ball. So you buy at the grocery store and those super balls you'd buy, you put your quarter in and you throw it all around. That's what the balls are going to look like around this place. Remind me again, I had someone ask me the other day who knows you personally and said that you're going to Europe yourself here in a couple of months.
Yes, sir. That's right. I was lucky enough to get chosen with some other superintendent, nine other superintendents in the U.S. and one from Canada to go represent the U.S. Golf Course Superintendents Association of America for the Ryder Cup this year. So that's gonna be a good experience, good learning experience. So, when I got into Clemson, I've been working on golf courses since then, and never really had an opportunity like this. So it's gonna be something. Good learning experience, and it'll be a good trip. So meet some good folks, I'm sure. So.
There will be. I mean, grass is grass, but obviously different types of grass, different climates. I guess it's just a completely learning experience. What do you know anything about the golf course, about their climate, and some things that y'all will be looking at once you get over at the Ryder Cup?
The grass is it's all cool season turf and warm season turf, and then there's different varieties of each one, and That's all pretty much universal wherever you are, but the conditions for prepping for a tournament like this are something, I've never experienced before. Obviously, we'll be there prepping for all the practice rounds and the tournament itself. We're talking a crew of, supposedly 70 to 80 people or so. They'll have the whole place mowed out, prepped every day, probably within 2 or 3 hours, if I had to guess. So I'm sure it's going to be an impressive operation, but. I really don't know. I'd be happy to call in and give you an update afterwards.
Yeah.
Once I kind of figure out what happened, it's gonna be something. So
I can't wait to hear from you, man. Love to hear from that. Hey, final one for you. You've got Matt Luke going at the SEC Media Days today. He's just an Ole Miss guy, right? Is he beloved there?
That's
people
right.
like him there. There's a wait and see there. How do people feel about Matt Luke?
A lot of folks like, and I, in my personal opinion, I really like him. He's an Oxford, a guy from Oxford, and given the situation Ole Miss is kind of in, or what it was or is still in, whatever you want to say, he's kind of a guy that could actually step in and solve a problem, because really this is his dream job, if nothing else, is this job. So a lot of people might have looked at the Ole Miss job and said, why in the world would I go there? This is a wreck, the probation, and all this other nonsense, and he seems to have that right attitude to come in and try to make something out of it. So we'll see what he does. He obviously lacks a lot of experience, but that sometimes those things take care of themselves. So, in no way am I comparing him with Dabo, but Dabo walked in with minimal, certainly no head coaching experience, and things worked out, fine there. Obviously these things more often than not don't play out that way, but you never know. So he's got the right attitude and understands. There's more of a cultural kind of problem in the athletics program at Ole Miss, and he's seems to be trying to change that. So nothing against him, but the folks in Oxford seem to like him. So there's that. Folks in Oxford also still like Hugh Freeze. So there's that too.
I was going to ask you that, man. Did they hold Hugh Freeze accountable for what happened there? Do they know just how bad Hugh Freeze of a guy he was, and how he, or did they like the winning? He didn't do a whole lot of winning. They did a little bit, but how do they hold him now?
I got to tell you, they still love that guy. I was actually talking with some coworkers of mine the other day, and I just don't really understand that mentality. But, they beat Alabama twice, and they just think that everything else is secondary. That's the focus. So, that's something you could tell just with the way he recruited players and the way he kind of went about his business was kind of winning over everything else, and I guess hoping that, solves the rest of your problems. But over time, that's not a sustainable operation. You got to have good people in your organization to make it successful.
I don't want to get you in trouble in Oxford, but did people know what was going on? Did they know how bad it was?
Nothing really beyond what sort of the NCAA has come out. Folks here tend to think that the NCAA is just against them and all that nonsense.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Which I guess that's any fan base will be, I suppose, but.
Yeah.
They just kind of in my opinion, they kind of just turned a blind eye to it.
That's crazy.
Go on about it. They were happy with the little success they had with him, for the few years. And they had good success while he was here, but, there's more to it than just winning.
Yeah.
You got to do things the right way and graduate players.
No doubt.
I mean, it's, a lot more missing. Did I hear on the radio ad on the way before this segment that there's 46 days till football season?
No, there's only 46 days, 4 hours, 23 minutes, and 8 seconds, but who's counting?
Look at you go. Oh, damn, that's wonderful.
We have a countdown clock here. All right, brother.
That's off.
I appreciate it. Let's talk when you, you know, let's talk again, obviously, hopefully before, but definitely when you get back as well from over the Ryder Cup.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mickey. You're a good one.
All right, buddy. Appreciate it, Murph. Our friend Stephen Murphy. I just got this from Jay in Greenville. Average rainfall, yearly rainfall in St. Andrews in Scotland, 26 inches. In South Carolina, 50 inches. So you got to deal with half the water. My friends at Trail would love to help you here in South Carolina. You know, that's the thing about Trail is that there's some people who build like just Walmarts, or some people who build like just Chick-fil-A, some people who build like just you know, superstores, just food lines, whatever. They don't do that. They don't chase that market. They want their men and women that work there to sleep in the beds at home. They want them taking their kids to school. They want them tucking their kids in at night and having dinner with the kids. And that's very, very important to them. So they everything they do is here locally. And they don't want these men and women off away from their families. Another example of Trail, let them build. They don't build single family homes. They don't build water treatments or dams. They do build everything else. To start a conversation with them right now, you're going to love it. TREHEL.com, 800-319-7006, trail.com. Tony Morrell joins us, hour number three, right after this.
Safely in the Priority One studios, we are WCCP.